Good afternoon, I am Navi Bell, and welcome to part two of my conversation with Jonathan Allward from the CFIB for Thompson Today here on 1029 CHTM. Today, Jonathan will be talking about the spread of misinformation and protecting yourself from fraud, what resources the CFIB has for independent businesses who are greatly impacted by COVID-19, and how you can support local businesses during this time. So last week, the province announced a freeze on rent increases and suspending non-urgent eviction hearings for renters. Should similar measures be put in place for businesses that rent or lease property as well?
Yeah, and this is something, unfortunately, we've been hearing from businesses across the country already with real concerns about, I can't pay my bills because I have no revenue coming in, or I've been forced to close by the government. You know, how can I pay my rent? They're still saying it's due. It is a very real concern for a lot of small businesses. I'd say first and foremost, though, we're trying to get as many of those bills that make up your rent as possible to be deferred. In Manitoba, we're pushing for property taxes, whether municipal or school property taxes, business tax in Winnipeg even, defer those so businesses can manage their cash flow in the short term, and certainly making sure that those landlords are passing those savings, or short-term savings anyways, onto their tenants. And then on top of that, I know a lot of major banks have been offering mortgage payment deferrals, making sure, again, that those kind of initiatives trickle down to the people they're designed to help, those small businesses who are tenants as well. We're going to be increasingly raising this issue with our provincial government here. It's certainly on their radar, but we need to make sure that our small businesses are going to survive long enough to be long-term tenants.
Now, since all of this started ramping up over a month ago, there has been concerns about misinformation and fraud related to COVID-19. What advice can you give business owners to protect themselves, especially considering that it's still Fraud Prevention Month?
Yeah, it is incredibly unfortunate that this exists ever, let alone right now. We're hearing so many good stories of how Manitobans are coming together to offer help, to be creative in the way that they help others, whether that's their neighbor, someone they don't know to get groceries, whether that's the small business down the street and they're buying a lot of gift cards to help get them through this really challenging time. The last thing you need, but certainly be aware of it as a possibility and call CFIB if there's anything that you think is out of the norm or suspicious. Do you have people that are very well versed in different types of fraud, especially those targeting businesses? And I'm sure our counselors, although they're very, very busy right now, they'll be there to help you to make sure that no mistakes are made as a business owner.
Now, what other resources are available for small businesses during this trying time?
Yeah, certainly pay close attention to federal resources, certainly the government of Manitoba resources. They have COVID-19 landing pages set up right when you go to the government websites. There you can find out, you know, really everything that's available for you to do as a business or a resident and how to manage accordingly. Now, really important again for small business owners, please visit CFIB's website, cfib.ca, to find out everything you need to know in your region. There are a lot of really helpful resources, templates. There's so many difficult questions to answer though right now. There's so many unknowns. We have a lot of experience in training. And when in doubt, please call our business resource helpline at 1-888-234-2232. Our staff are there to help as much as possible. Hopefully manage expectations. We have been receiving so many calls right now, but we'll get back to you as quickly as possible and try and help your business get through this difficult time.
Now, for people who want to support local businesses, how can they still do that while still adhering to the measures from health officials?
Yeah, that's a great question. If you take your favorite restaurants or retail shops, a lot of those that are really impacted right now, certainly personal services like massage therapy or chiropractic, even things like dentists that are having a difficult time staying afloat during the pandemic, support them. Think local, think small businesses. If you're buying groceries, buy gift cards to your favorite retail shops, even if you aren't going to be buying anything right now. Buy takeout. A lot of restaurants have pivoted in a short amount of time to offer takeout or delivery options to help all Manitobans still get their favorite food. Think small businesses, because every single day, small business owners and their staff are giving back to the community. They're donating, they're volunteering. They are so important to our cultural fabric, what makes our communities unique. Right now, we have to support them like they support us every single day.
Now, is there anything else about the CFIB and their COVID-19 response that you wanted to talk about today?
Yeah, well, certainly we're going to continue pushing the provincial government, local governments to offer help to small businesses. always stay up to date on our website, whether you're a CFIB member or just another small business owner that's not. Visit our website for up-to-date information. We're literally updating it multiple times a day to make sure we stay current. And please take advantage. Governments are trying to support small businesses and residents. Take advantage of the help options that are available that match up with your business so you can manage this pandemic as well as possible.
All right. Well, thank you once again, Jonathan. I understand you're very busy, so this is very much appreciated.
Thanks, Navi.
All right. That was Jonathan Allward with the CFIB, who talked about how the organization is helping out small businesses. You can check out cfib.ca for resources, regardless of your membership status. For this edition of Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.